And good afternoon, Orofino. It's Monday and time once again for your Soul Care Minute. It's December the 12th and it's just a little under 2 weeks till Christmas. Today's moment of reflection is brought to you by Ken Miller Logging.
Hey there, friends. This is Christina with your Soul Care Minute. Let's pause and remind ourselves and those around us that life matters. We are not replaceable. And hope, it's real. Robert May was a short man, barely 5 feet in height, born in the early part of the last century. Bullied at school, he was ridiculed and humiliated by other children because he was smaller than other boys of the same age. When he left college, he became employed as a copywriter with Montgomery Ward, the big Chicago mail order house. He married and had a little girl. When his daughter was 2 years old, tragedy struck. His wife was diagnosed with a debilitating disease. She became bedridden and remained so until she died. Nearly everything he earned went towards medication and doctor bills. Money was short and life was hard. One evening in early December of 1938, and 2 years into his wife's illness, his 4-year-old daughter climbed onto his knee and asked, "Daddy, why isn't Mommy like everybody else's Mommy?" It was a simple question, asked with childlike curiosity, but it struck a personal chord with Robert May. His mind flashed back to his own childhood. He had often posed a similar question, "Why can't I be tall like the other kids?" The stigma attached to those who are different is hard to bear. Groping for something to say to give comfort to his daughter, he began to tell her a story. It was about someone else who was different, ridiculed, humiliated, and excluded because of the difference. Bob told the story in a humorous way, making it up as he went along in the way that many fathers often do. His daughter laughed, giggled, and clapped her hands as the misfit finally triumphed at the end. She then made him start all over again from the beginning, and every night after, he had to repeat the story before she would go to sleep. Robert decided that this story would be his daughter's Christmas present. He converted the story into a poem and added some illustrations. On the night before Christmas Eve, he was persuaded to attend his office Christmas party. He took the poem along and showed it to a colleague. The colleague was impressed and insisted that Robert read his poem aloud to everyone else at the party. At first, the noisy group listened in laughter and amusement, but then became silent, and after he finished, they broke into spontaneous applause. After the holiday, Bob was summoned to the office of the head of his department. He wanted to talk to Bob about his poem. It seemed that the word had gotten out about his reading it at the Christmas party, and the head of marketing was looking for a promotional tool and wondered if Robert would be interested in having his poem published. The following year, 1939, printed copies of the books were given to every child who visited the department store of Montgomery Ward, and it eventually became an international bestseller. But the story's not quite over. In 1947, songwriter Johnny Marks used the theme of Robert's poem for a song. He showed the song to a famous film star of the day, Gene Autry, the singing cowboy. Gene Autry recorded the song and it became a worldwide number one hit. And you may just remember it. The first line goes like this: "Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose." If you too feel like a misfit and that you don't quite belong, don't give up. Your day to shine is coming. Until next time, this is Christina with your Soul Care Minute. Thanks for listening.
Your Soul Care Minute has been brought to you in part today by your friends at Ken Miller Logging, Orofino. Proud to support our community, schools, and neighbors are the crew of Ken Miller Logging. In Orofino, Ken Miller Logging is happy to sponsor a Soul Care Minute. Mondays at 12:15, tune in for this inspirational, thought-provoking message heard on KLER AM and FM. Take a break from your busy day Mondays and tune in for a Soul Care Minute. Brought to you by Ken Miller Logging, a leader in the forest products industry.